Good morning. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome every one of you to the Master's Call on this morning. This God day, we had tagged this day, there is none holy as the Lord Thursday, but there is none beside him, neither is there any rock like our God. Hallelujah. So we shall stand firm on the rock. Hallelujah. I bless you today, and I welcome each and every one of you. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it as we humble our hearts and we bow our hearts before you. We welcome your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, on this call, and we ask, Lord, that you have your way, hallelujah, within us. So, Father God, we thank you for your presence in the name of Jesus. You said, well, two or three are gathered in your name, Lord, that you shall be in the midst. So we glorify you today. We lift you high. Be high and be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family this morning, asking, Lord, that you touch them one by one and name by name. Give them the desires of their heart, Almighty God, and continue to increase your spirit within each and every one of them. Father, we lift up Dr. PK, oh, Father, and Father, we lift up Pastor Vanessa the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for them mighty women of God, and we ask, Lord, that you continually saturate, oh, Father God, them in your glory each and every day. Father, I pray for every caller on this line in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as they submit themselves unto you, and Father, as they lift up their voice with praises, oh, Father, Lord, that you grant the desires of their heart. Father, we just thank you and love you because you first loved us, and we thank you for that agape love, that unconditional love, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. We just bless you. We glorify your great name, for you're truly worthy of the praise. Now, Father, we lift up the speaker on today, Father, that you begin to speak through this person. Oh, Father, your mighty word, your rhema word, oh, Father, your right now word in this hour for your people. Father, open up our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you. And these are the blessings in Jesus' name we ask. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to his holy and righteous name. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone this morning on There Is None Holy Like Our God Thursday. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that tag. And I tell you, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you to our ministers of music and bringing us before the Holy of Holies this morning, Minister Tiffany, Minister Sharon, thank you so much. God is faithful through the both of you. Hallelujah. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Keisha, say welcome to our telecommunication sanctuary. And let me just tell you a little bit about what this call is all about. Well, it started back in October 2010 by our dynamic women of God, none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We're so thrilled and happy that they said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on the Word of God, which is Psalm 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now we do have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now our theme is for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, and we invite you to do so. It will be a blessing to you, I promise you. And you could be a greeter, as Minister Keisha did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, or you could share a word from the Lord, which may be in your belly, ready to release. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will definitely contact you. Now, Fridays, we do take your prayer requests and your praise reports verbally, right after the first half of the call, so you could do so then. Now, what brought us all together is this awesome, awesome company called Artists International, which was established over 29 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon. And now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life, where Elvia and Alejandro Diaz de Leon have taken over the mantle and going forth with such wonderful products. And you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, we do have the new Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday and Friday right after this call, where a team of leaders are definitely giving you great information on the benefits of these wonderful products. As a matter of fact, today is Testimonial Thursday, where you will get firsthand information from testimonies where people have been benefited in such a manner that you know it's nobody but God that brought these products here on this earth. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617. Pound. Now, you might need a bypass number if you have a PCS, T-Mobile, or something like that. That bypass number that you'll dial first is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. We are so excited because we are heading to Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend. Some are on their way now. Some are leaving tomorrow, but we will be at the Luxor Hotel. It's not too late to join us. The tickets right now, you can get online at extravaganza.artistlife.com and get your tickets. I'm telling you, it will definitely be a blessing. Only $59, but at the door, it'll be an extra $10. So get your tickets and join us at Extravaganza 2019, where you'll get great information on these products as well as meet each and every one of you and have a family reunion. Yes, yes, yes. Come Sunday, we will have service with our very own Pastor Everett Thomas being our speaker of the hour, and we know God is going to move tremendously, mightily through this weekend. So we look forward to seeing all of you there. I'm going to get out of the way because you know what? We have a woman of God that is anointed. She's appointed. She is a blessing. She is one of our co-founders. She has had a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer. She has served around the country as well as around the world. She is a mathematics expert, I call. She has received her master's at Spelman, her doctorate and at Oral Roberts University. She has started ministry with Gathering of the Eagles in Dallas, and she's carrying forth by ministering and mentoring many women around the country. We thank God for this woman of God who is our mother eagle. Yes, yes, I'm talking about the one and only Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas, where she is a caregiver. She is a blessing to the masses. She is, I call her one of the mothers, if not the mother, of Artists International, okay, because she has been a blessing all around this world. She is so well known. I call her the renowned Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am most humbled by that introduction, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And you have also been the renowned prayer general and has done such a great job for our TMC family. Thank you. Thank you for all you do and hosting the call today. We want to thank Minister Keisha Lee for also doing such an outstanding job greeting and seating God's people as they came on the line. A big special a shout out of thanks and allowed and humbled to serve, to be a co-laborer in the ministry with our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and her handsome husband, Brother Lester. Shout out to you also and to each and every one of you and our TMC family and even visitors, some new numbers that I see on the board this morning. Warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. So excited every time and any time I am honored to come before you and minister. We're in the midst, as I've been saying every time I come on, of two very strategic things. The first being the most important to the body of Christ. We're on the 23rd day of our 40-day season of Lent right now, and we're hoping that each and every one of you have been pressing in and continuing to sanctify yourself and sit quietly to see and hear and know what the will of God is for your life in this season, individually and corporately. We had such a powerful word yesterday from Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, along with Brother Lester, who keep reinforcing the importance of prayer and fasting, that that's a conjunction that we need to definitely pray, but we need to definitely have a fasted lifestyle. So we thank God in this Lent season that is something that we keep foremost up in our minds and hearts. The second important thing that's going on this month, we are in the midst, in the home stretch toward the end of the month of National Women's History Month, and that we've been celebrating the many matriarchs from the biblical times till today whose shoulders we all stand on, for they have given of themselves and have often gone unsung, unnoticed, and we want to make sure during this month of March, and we celebrate the many accomplishments of women. The national theme in National Women's History Month is visionary women. Visionary women, champions of peace and nonviolence. Visionary women, champions of peace and nonviolence. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? That they're able to achieve massive goals through peaceful means and nonviolent activity and still accomplishing great things. I'm going to talk about a few inventions that most of us have no idea that women have accomplished briefly before we get into the messages we celebrate this month. I was pretty impressed by this first invention I'm going to talk about, and that's the circular saw. The circular saw. When you think of lumberjacks and sawing and mills, I don't think of women, but a weaver named Tabitha Babbitt. Tabitha Babbitt was the first to suggest that lumber workers use a circular saw. Now at Home Depot and Lowe's, everywhere you go, you see the circular saws instead of the two-man pit saw that only could be pulled forwards and backwards. She made a prototype and attached it to her spinning wheel back in 1813, and Babbitt's Shaker community didn't approve of filing a patent, but they took full advantage of her invention and used it throughout the years. But Tabitha Babbitt, the first from spinning wheel making clothes to a circular saw sewing wood. Go ahead, my sister. That's another invention that just was funny, but so basic. A retractable dog leash. Just like a tape measure that you pull out and then it goes right back. Well, the retractable dog leash would, for many of us who have four-legged friends, the New York City dog owner, Mary A. Delaney, she patented the first retractable leading device back in 1908. It's attached to the dog's collar, keeping the pooch under control while giving them some freedom to roam. And incidentally, someone named R.C. O'Connor patented the first child harness 11 years later. Coincidence? Maybe. What about the submarine telescope and lamp for folks like me who are from the technical field? See, it's the submarine telescope, very much still used today. it's difficult to find any in-depth information about this early inventor, Sarah Mather, M-A-T-H-E-R. But her combination telescope and lamp for submarines was patented in 1845, and it definitely speaks for itself. What about the folding cabinet bed? We often hear it called the Murphy bed. It folds up into the wall. Well, Sarah E. Goode, G-O-O-D-E's folding cabinet bed didn't just maximize space in small homes, but in 1885, it made her the first African-American woman with a U.S. patent. Yes, my sister Sarah E. Goode. The fully functional deck could be used by day and then folded down for a good night's sleep. The Murphy bed came along some 15 years later. And isn't it funny, everybody mainly has heard of a Murphy bed, but the first, and she was the first African-American woman to receive a patent, was from Sarah E. Goode. What about right now when we're talking about solar energy? The solar house. The biophysicist, Marie Telkes, her last name is spelled T-E-L-K-E-S, place was in the house, the very first 100% solar house. It was in 1947. She was a Hungarian scientist who invented the thermoelectric power generator to provide heat for Dover House, a wedge-shaped structure she conceived with architect Eleanor Raymond. Telkes used galbanum salt, and that's the sodium salt of sulfuric acid, to store heat in preparation for sunless days. The Dover House survived nearly three Massachusetts winters before the system was no longer used. But she was the first who had a 100% solar house, and now you have many solar homes across the country. And last but not least, Scotchgard. We all know about the need and the use of Scotchgard. Well, apparently, it takes a stain to fight one. In 1952, 3M chemist Patsy Sherman was perplexed when some fluorochemical rubber spilled on a lab assistant's shoe and it wouldn't come off. Without changing the color of the shoe, the stain repelled water, oil, and other liquids. Sherman and her co-inventor, Samuel Smith, called it Scotchgard. And the rest is history, as it has preserved many couches throughout the years. We have had so many things that women have invented and have been a part of that you never, ever hear about. So I love to take this month and this time to highlight to many of you all. I think before I kept hearing many of you all were so surprised about the diaper I talked about, the paper bag, all these things out of a problem, finding a solution and an invention from women. So we are to continue to celebrate our matriarchs this month of National Women's History Month. Let's go to the word this morning, because when you do big things like that, you have to think big, believe big, and be ready to step out big. And I'm going to talk this morning briefly about Think B-I-G, because we serve a supersized God. Think big, because we serve a supersized God. I don't have to tell you all what supersized is. Most of you all, most time you order some food, you supersize it. That's why some of us are a little more fluffier than others. And what's B-I-G? Believe in God. Our text scripture this morning is in from familiar book, wrote by Paul. It's Ephesians 3. We often quote this verse and should. Verses 19 through 20 in the third chapter of Ephesians. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. And we always quote verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worked in us. All we all this morning, we want to think big. We're headed, most of us tomorrow, to the family reunion called Extravaganza 2019. Where big thinkers are coming together, and always on Saturday they roll out new products, new garments, new, bigger, and better, because we go in with a mindset of thinking big. And because we serve an awesome God, We always want to think big, believe big, hope big, trust big. But what does big mean? Well, according to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, big simply means of great size, of great number or amount, or of great power. Some synonyms of big or great or vast or immense. We serve a big, bigger than life, supersize God. Just like when we supersize our meal, we want the largest size possible. Well, we know that God will do the most, the best, the utmost for us and through us. Thinking right, having the right mindset, seeing ourselves as God sees us is how we start off the be in being. We want to define first to believe. What is to believe? Accept something as true. Accept something as truthful. Credit somebody with something. Believe first. When we're talking about being big in God, is you got to believe in God's word unconditionally. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, be spirit-led and not carnally minded. We're not led by what we feel. The feelings must submit to what is the Spirit of the Lord saying. In John 14, that 11th and 12th verse, it says, read, believe in me that I am the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works, supersizing works, than these he will do, because I go to my Father. When we think big, another B is we got to build healthy, wise, and wealthy. Build our bodies first spiritually, soul, will, intellect, and emotions. Then build our bodies. We can't neglect any of these three building blocks, spiritually, the soulish realm, and our bodies. In 2 Corinthians 4, that 18th verse is, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Oh, another B in building big is boldness. We come forth with the confidence in God and his words and his promises. And oh, yes, 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 so we're thinking big. We ended with Ephesians 3:12. In whom we have boldness and access and confidence by faith of him. How? With the blood of Jesus. Then all things are possible. When we think big because we have a supersized God, oh, we look at that I in big, believe in God. We have to have intimacy with God, knowing him for ourselves. And we have intimacy through prayer time, through worship time in word and in song, through reading and eating, consuming, meditating on his words, using only godly ingredients, and being involved in our own deliverance, in our own walk. Well, how do we do that? Well, we have the I image of God. Then we will I inherit his covenant promises. See, you got to know Christ intimately for yourself. True intimacy with God. I'm going to give you a scripture, Philippians 3 and 10. I want you to look that up. It talks about the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And then through intimacy with God, he'll tell us what ingredients we need for success. All the fruit of the Spirit is the start in Galatians 5, 22 through 25. And then you got to stay involved in God's process of perfecting us. First, we must do all we can do. Then we can expect God to do what we cannot do. That's how you say Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because I'm staying involved. And I love to be in the image of God, to take on his image, the likeness of Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:17 through 18, that we are a spirit of God, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, which allows us to what? Inherit his promises. Oh, we're in the lineage. We're in the family. We talk about an artist being part of the legacy. All this morning, we're talking about think big. Believe in God, because we have a supersized God. And as we conclude with that G in God, oh, come on, we have to have grace. grace. So his grace is sufficient for us. 2 Corinthians 12, when Paul talks about his grace being sufficient in that 7th through 9th verse. And with that grace, all God is a God full of grace and mercy. And grace is defined as what? Unmerited favor. And God gives us the favor, and favor in fair. We know that. And God instructs us to have an attitude of gratitude as we enter his gates. What does that mean? We're open to endless possibilities. When we think big, when we expand ourselves and allow God to flow through us and open wide the gate, awesome things happen. And how do they happen? Because we keep an attitude of gratitude. And we realize that this grace is that last year is truly a gift from God, keeping us free to be creative in Christ. On today, as you stay grounded, that last G, thinking big in Christ allows us to always stay grounded in him and his word. Think big. Believe in God, because we have a supersized God. And when we have the supersized attitude, the sky, eagles, is the limit. This morning, challenge yourself to dream big, believe big. Know that with intimacy in Christ, you can achieve big. And as we grow grounded in Christ, we'll achieve the glory of God being illuminated out of us for the countenance of Christ to be seen by others. Think big, because we serve a supersized God. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
And let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. Think big. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that profound on-time word this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Spirit of the living God, please rain on us this morning, O God. You have done so already, Father God, as we entered into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, worshiping and honoring you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of this time, Father, in this season where you have anointed your vessel with this powerful word to think big, to depend on you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, all I can think of is when Paul said, oh, that we might know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us that authority to live big, to think big, and to trust in you, knowing that through you we can do all things. You are our holy God. You are our awesome God. And with that, Father God, we're bringing forth before you those that are going through with their health, O God. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. So we thank you, Father God, for healing Reverend Baldry. We thank you, Father God, for healing the bereaved families, Father God, the Flanagans, the Watsons, the Mills family, the Marion Jones family, the Jeter family, the Blackwell family, Lord God. Strengthen and keep them, Lord God. We thank you, Father, even for the Cox family, Father, that's remembering their brother and loved one this morning. Father God, we thank you for touching Joe Thompson and all those, Father, that are going through. We thank you, Father, that the blood of Jesus is available for Minister Kai and Benita and Sharon, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We stand on your word. You watch over your word to perform it. So we believe and trust in that all is well in each and everyone's lives. And the people that are on this call, Lord God, they have a desire in their heart. We thank you, Father, for meeting the need. And we know, Father God, that through you, with you, and in you, all things are possible because of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. We thank you for this powerful woman of God who have poured into us, Lord, virtues of life, virtues of joy, virtues of peace, Lord God, and just hope, Lord God, realizing that in you we are more than conquerors. We thank you, Father, even for the women that you have empowered, Lord God, to be true creators, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that we won't limit ourselves, but in you, Father, we can say we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We glorify you, Father, for all those that are on this call. Extravaganza, we thank you for blessing and keeping. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, I tell you, this is a powerful, powerful message to share. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And thank you again, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for such a profound message this morning. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. And again, I also forgot to mention our songbirds. I was going through the house in the kitchen this morning, just singing right with you. Such a blessed time. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon and Minister Tiffany. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you that you give us the ability to think big, to believe big, knowing through you we can achieve big, awesome things, because you are that super-sized God. Father, as you stretch us, as you pull those wings so that we can soar high as eagles that we are, oh, Father, we just thank you that we believe in you. We know through an intimate relationship with you, we're growing up to be all you called us to be. As we go from this call, but never from your presence, we thank you for your power, your presence, and at most you making clear your purpose on our lives throughout this day. And with everything we do, as you order our steps, as you order our thoughts, oh, let us have a mindset that is full of big thoughts, open to all possibilities, knowing that you're doing an awesome thing in us and through us for your glory and our good. And we will be that light wherever we go. We will be that mouthpiece with the message wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have an absolutely anointed day. Look forward to hugging a whole bunch of necks tomorrow night. Have a blessed one. Be blessed. Bye-bye.